This is Best of All. Tonight, starring Irving Berlin, Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney, and Skitch Henderson, with Polly Bergen, Jack Haskell, Sylvia Michaels, and the Texter Singers. This is Kenneth Banghart, presenting for NBC Best of All, another in a series of programs saluting each week outstanding American composers of musical comedy, operetta, and motion picture scores. Tonight, Best of All, partly transcribed, salutes Irving Berlin and his new, soon-to-be-released Paramount production of White Christmas. Ladies and gentlemen, the musical director of Best of All, Skitch Henderson.
Thank you, Ken Banghart, and welcome, everybody. We think that what's on tap tonight is something very, very special. I might say that any time my ex-boss, Bing Crosby, and Miss Rosemary Clooney can both be heard on the same radio show, the musical director of this show, at least, must feel that he's halfway home. Now, when the music on that show is the music of certainly the most popular composer America ever produced, there would be little more to be hoped for. And when that composer himself drops around to chat about his work, well, then the cup is full. Believe it or not, that's the situation here tonight, and what a happy one it is. Best of All honors itself in honoring Irving Berlin. Now, I'm going to drop all these formal tones and say hi, Irving, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Skitch, and I'm delighted to be here.
And I'd like to get in my welcome, too, Irving.
Thank you, Ken. Now that we've got the welcomes over, let's get to it.
Mr. B, let's get to the business. Actually, when did... This is kind of, I suppose, a silly question. When did you write your first song?
Skitch, long before you and Faye were born.
Irving, you know, I've read many lines about you, but there's one in particular that I think of at the moment. It's an E.B. White's essay on New York, and I can't quote it exactly, but it's something to the effect that the few blocks that you've traveled from the Lower East Side to Broadway are a longer journey than if you'd gone 10 times around the world. Remember that?
Yes, I do remember. It was a kindly piece, and it seems a long distance, and at the same time, it's a very short distance because I keep going back every now and then. At the moment, my wife and I and my children, that is two of them, one is married, went back to the East Side, a little further uptown, and when we got this house, which is on 50th and Beekman Place, they said, well, Berlin is becoming swell. He's got over on the so-called swell part of East Side, and I said, no, I'm just going back to where I came from, a little further uptown. It's a question of how you feel about how long it takes going uptown. It's a question of what happens to you, I think. It is a long way. It was a long way going from Chinatown or from the Bowery to 14th mm-hmm. Street, mm-hmm. and then from 14th Street to Tin Pan Alley, which was on 28th Street then. Then from mm-hmm. 28th to 38th, but there are a few blocks, and it's a question of what happens to you, I think.
Well, Irving, we're going to obviously make you tell us more, particularly about the music of your great new picture, White Christmas, but right now, the Best of All Company would like to honor you, if we may, by playing a group of your past hits. In our company tonight, Polly Bergen, Jack Haskell, the Texter Singers, all join me in this tribute.
Thank you, Skitch.
Thank you.
Now Polly Bergen sings one of Irving Berlin's showstoppers from Annie Get Your Gun. It's called You Can't Get a Man with a Gun.
I'm quick on the trigger with targets not much bigger than a pinpoint of number one. But the score with the feller is lower than a cellar. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. When I'm with the pistol, I sparkle like a crystal. Yes, I shine like the morning sun. But I'll lose all my luster when with the Bronco Buster. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. With a gun, with a gun. No, you can't get a man with a gun. If I went to battle with someone's herd of cattle, you'd have steak when the job was done. But if I shot the herder, they'd holler bloody murder. And you can't get a hug from a mug with a slug. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. You can't get a hug from a mug with a slug. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun.
From Irving Berlin's Miss Liberty, Jack Haskell sings I Love You.
I love you, there's no other way. Just one way to say, I love you. I love you, I love you, and try as I may, that's all I can say. I love you much more could be said if I thought with my head, but I only can think with my heart. I love you. And yearn for the day when you say I love you. I love you. And yearn for the day when you say, I love you.
And from the great score of Call Me Madam, Sylvia Michaels and Keith Texter sing It's a Lovely Day Today.
It's a lovely day today, so whatever you've got to do, you got a lovely day to do it in, that's true. And I hope whatever you've got to do is something that can be done by two. For I'd really like to say, it's a lovely day today, and whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say. Except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day. It's a lovely day today. So whatever you've got to do, you've got a lovely day to do it in, that's true. And I hope whatever you've got to do is something that can be done by two. For I'd really like to stay. It's a lovely day today, and whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say. Except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can't only be done by one, there is nothing more to say. Except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day. It's a lovely day.
Irving, I've been doing a little research, and I've discovered that you wrote your first song in 1907. Now, that's a few years before the laws of the land allowed you to vote. That's correct, isn't it?
That is correct.
How old were you at the time?
19.
You were, where were you working at this time?
I was working at a place called the Pelham Cafe in Pell Street, very close to the Bowery.
Now, if I assure you that I'm not from the Internal Revenue Department, am I right in saying that I'm under the impression that you got 67 cents for that first original Irving Berlin opus. Is that right?
Well, thanks for the compliment. It's about twice as much as what we got.
As what you got, actually?
Yes. The exact statement we got from Marie from Sunny Italy was 33 cents. Yeah, well. but the important thing is it was the first song, and it led the way to writing songs.
Yes,
that
yes.
was important. That was much more important than 33 cents.
Well, as a matter of fact, Irving, I'd say that I'd very much like to have 33 cents for every song you've written since then. And the second thing I'd like to mention is that Skitch and I had a feeling that maybe you might like to hear your first song played on the radio.
Ken, I'd love to hear it. It would bring back some very pleasant memories.
All right then, Irving. Skitch Henderson in the orchestra with a vocal by the Texter Singers in a once-over lightly for Auld Lang Syne version of the song that launched Irving Berlin on his fabulous career, Marie from Sunny Italy.
My sweet Marie from sunny Italy, oh how I do love you. Say that you love me too. Forevermore I will be true. Just say the word and I will marry you, and then you'll surely be my sweet Marie from sunny Italy.
And that was the first song Irving Berlin ever wrote, Marie from Sunny Italy. Now, jumping over a great many years, Skitch, it seems to me a very good moment right now to ask him about the last song he's written.
You know, Ken, knowing Irving Berlin, the last song he wrote, he probably worked on this morning, or there was a piano here around the studio before we started working. I imagine he might have written one within the last 10 minutes.
Well, that's very kind, Skitch, but as a matter of fact, the last songs I wrote were for a picture called White Christmas. I'd like to tell you something about it.
Please do.
We started working on it about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it was based on a song that Crosby had introduced in a picture called Holiday Inn in 1942. And so many things went into it, I won't go into detail and I won't take up that much time. But the picture, I think, I don't know what the reviews will be, but I feel very close to it and very warm toward it. It's based, the background is an army background, which I know, which I've been part of during two wars. Mm-hmm. It has Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, Rosemary Clooney, Vera Ellen, and produced by Robert Dolan. Mm-hmm. directed by Mike Curtiz, and I could go on with a lot of credits. There are four songs in it right now that I like very much. Whether they will be hits, that's up to the public to judge. It's up for you to see what you think about them. There's a ballad called Count Your Blessings Instead of Sheep, sung by Bing Crosby. There's a song called Love You Didn't Do Right By Me, sung by Rosemarie Clooney. There's what we might call a sleeper by Rosemarie Clooney called Sisters, which was written for a situation. There's a song that Danny Kaye sings called The Best Things Happen While You Dance, and there are nine new songs and some old ones, of course, including White Christmas, which Crosby, in my opinion, sings with much greater feeling than he did the original version in Holiday Inn.
And there's never any point in trying to tell people about music, and I'm sure that you both agree with me, the best thing is to play it for them. So, from Irving Berlin's new musical movie, White Christmas, Polly Bergen, Jack Haskell, Sylvia Michaels, and Keith Texter join Skitch Henderson and the orchestra in Snow.
Clear a path and lift a spade of snow.
To see a great big man entirely made of snow.
Snow, where it's snowing all winter through, that's where I want to be. Snowball throwing, that's what I'll do. Now I'm longing to see through the snow, snow.
The glistening houses that seem to be built of snow.
Snow, oh, to see a mountain covered with a quilt of snow.
What is Christmas with no snow?
No white Christmas with no snow.
I'll soon be there with snow.
I'll wash my hair with snow.
And with a spade of snow, I'll build a man that's made of snow.
I'd love to stay up with you, but I recommend a little shut-eye, go to sleep and dream of snow.
Skitch, may I tell you just one tiny little story behind the song Snow?
That's all yours.
We had a spot in the picture where we were going to reprise White Christmas. Now, I felt we had done enough of White Christmas. They knew the song. So I thought another song about Christmas, or rather about the subject. So I wrote Snow. It's sung by Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, Rosemarie Clooney, and Vera Ellen in the picture. And Billy Wilder heard it rehearsed. Joe Lilly rehearsed it once. Yes. And he came in and he said, all right, he said, and Berlin will come around here in about 5 years from now and sell a package called Snow and ask $1 million for it. I'm sure he's not right, but I like the song very much. I thought you'd be interested in the story.
One of the bright stars among the performers in White Christmas is the girl who a few years ago was inviting everyone to come on to her house, and who since that exhibition of superior vocal talent has had the world beating a path to her door.
Ken, you're obviously speaking of Rosemary Clooney.
Obviously, Irving.
Yes, well, when I heard that she was going to be in White Christmas, of course, I was delighted. Delighted. I hadn't met Rosie then, and I met her later with her husband, and we had a wonderful time together. And she's great in the picture. She's a wonderful girl, and it would be really painting the lily for me to say anything about Rosemary Clooney singing. She does do one song in White Christmas that I don't know of anyone who could sing it any better. A song called Love, You Didn't Do Right By Me. And now, Rosie, it's all yours.
Thank you, Irving Berlin. It was the thrill of my life to make White Christmas with Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, and Vera Ellen. The next song is really my favorite, and I'll be surprised if it isn't nominated for an Academy Award. Love, You Didn't Do Right By Me. Love, you didn't do right by me. You planned a romance that just hadn't a chance, and I'm through. Love, you didn't do right by me. I'm back on the shelf and I'm blaming myself, but it's you. My one love affair didn't get anywhere from the start. To send me a Joe who had winter and snow in his heart wasn't smart. Love, you didn't do right by me. As they say in the song, you done me wrong. To send me a Joe who had winter and snow in his heart wasn't smart. Oh, love, you didn't do right by me. As they say in the song, done me wrong. Yes, Mr. Love, you done me wrong.
Thank you, Rosemary. Back in 1927, Irving Berlin wrote a song which, like so many of his works, has since that day remained one of the great favorites of the century. 19 years later, in 1946, the title of that song became the title of one of Irving Berlin's musical motion pictures. And now, in 1954, 27 years after the first music lover whistled it, that song appears once again, as fresh and lovely as ever, in the new movie, White Christmas.
Jack Haskell sings and Skitch and the orchestra play Blue Sky.
Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. Skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my heart is fine. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies.
You are listening to Best of All, tonight featuring the music of Irving Berlin and starring Mr. Berlin, Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney, and Skitch Henderson, with Polly Bergen, Jack Haskell, Sylvia Michaels, the Texter Singers, and the orchestra. Part two will follow after a message and a brief pause for station identification.
If you're a young man or woman who likes to teach, then there's an exceptional opportunity open to you as an elementary school teacher. Because of the sharp rise in the American birth rate during the World War II and after, by 1960 there will be some 10 million more children in elementary schools than there are now. To teach these youngsters, the minimum need is for about 128,000 additional elementary school teachers, 58,000 to take care of increased enrollment, and 10,000 to replace teachers leaving the profession. This is over and above the thousands of young people who must enter teaching to fill even normal vacancies. This increased need, together with a growing interest in education, means elementary school teaching now offers you more opportunities than ever before. If you're looking for a career, talk to your school advisor about how you may get into the interesting, uncrowded profession of elementary school teaching. Stay tuned for more melodies from White Christmas on Best of All over most NBC radio stations.
This is Kenneth Banghart presenting part two of Best of All, saluting tonight the popular composer Irving Berlin and starring Mr. Berlin, Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney, and Skitch Henderson with Polly Bergen, Jack Haskell, Sylvia Michaels, the Texter Singers, and the orchestra. In his new Paramount picture, White Christmas,
Irving Berlin introduces 9 new songs, 2 of which we heard on part 1, and others of which we'll hear during this second half of Best of All. But there are a few of Mr. Berlin's old favorites, too, in that motion picture, and right now, the Texter Singers and Skitch Henderson in the orchestra combine to bring us one of these, the gay minstrel song, Mandy.
Mandy, there's a minister handy, and it sure would be dandy if we let him make a fee. So don't you linger, here's a ring for your finger.
Isn't it a humdinger?
Come along and let the wedding chime bring happy times for Mandy and me. What a girl, oh Mandy, there's a minister handy,
and it sure would be dandy if we let him make a fee.
You got his red to face, so don't delay, it's not a day to linger.
Here's a ring for your finger, isn't it a humdinger?
We advise to live in love and honor and obey. Before he gets away, make it Mandy and me. The wedding chimes will bring happy times for Mandy and me.
Composers, of course, differ in their methods of work. Some of them, for example, like to write songs for shows, while others apparently don't want to be held down to the necessities of some given production. And Sketch, I was wondering which method that you suppose that Irving Berlin favors.
Well, I certainly wouldn't be of the authority. Let's ask the authority himself. Mr. B., how about it?
Well, Sketch, it's difficult to explain. I write songs because I'm a songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to boil it down as to movies against shows, I would, much as I love movies, and I've had very successful years there, and movies came at a time in life when I really needed them. But there is no excitement that I can get that equals the excitement of a show such as Annie Get Your Gun. Movies take a long time to make. They're the job of a lot of people. Shows are, too. But sometimes you wait around, as you do in White Christmas, for 3 years to hear your song played. In Annie Get Your Gun, I started, I think, in October, and in 4 or 5 months, the scraw and everything in it, good, bad, or indifferent, I heard in New Haven for the first time, you see. So, and they last longer. I'm not speaking commercially now, although some shows can be much more commercial than movies that gross these millions of dollars.
That's right.
So that's a frank, truthful answer. But what I'm mostly interested in as a songwriter, and I think most professional songwriters are, is where can they get the song that not alone is hypoed by a publisher, but the song that remains after we have finished plugging it or the jockeys have stopped playing it. If you get that kind of a song, we don't care where it comes from. We're very happy to have written it.
In a show like Annie, what is your inspiration of the score? Do you have an idea in what direction you're going to write, or do you work from the book?
Let me tell you the exact story of Annie Get Your Gun. Annie Get Your Gun was to have been written. That is the score by Jerome Kern, who very unfortunately died.
Mm-hmm.
And Dorothy and Herbert Fields had written the first act of the book. And Rodgers and Hammerstein, who produced it, wanted to know if I could do it. And I read the book and I said, I'm crazy about it. I'll invest money in it. But I don't think it's up my alley. And then over a weekend I wrote a couple of songs and liked them, and I was more or less delighted. And then went to work on it. So the groundwork, the so-called spade work, which was very unusual, usually I start from scratch with the authors so that we can have the music fit the book. The Fields did the groundwork, and then I wrote the songs for the character. Merman was engaged, but I did not write the songs for Ethel Merman, as great as she is. I wrote them for the character of Annie Oakley.
Irving, that's very interesting to me that you wrote for the character Annie Oakley rather than for Miss Merman.
Well, I always write for a situation or a character, but let me qualify that. Call Me Madam, which Lindsay and Krauss wrote for Ethel Merman, that is the book, and I wrote the songs, had a character. And I want to say this. I don't know of anyone that can sing a song any better than Ethel Merman. And I said this, and I want to say it again. I was asked, when you write for Merman, what do? And I said this. I said, you better write a good song for Ethel Merman, because if you don't, the audience is going to hear it.
Well, you know, Irving, I'm glad to hear you say what you say about writing for shows, because it strikes me that so many of the songs written especially for a show are such fine songs anyhow. But the new picture, White Christmas, abounds in examples of this sort of thing, and I think Exhibit A is our very next song, The Best Things Happen While You're Dancing.
Well, I like the song. There again, it was written for a situation. There was a situation where the character had to dance with the girl. It happened to be Vera Ellen and Danny Kaye. And they had to dance to give Crosby a chance to sit with Rosemary Clooney and get their love story started. So you wrote for the situation.
Now, Skitch Henderson and the orchestra play The Best Things Happen While You're Dancing.
Thank you.
White Christmas, Rosemary Clooney and Vera Ellen play the parts of Betty and Judy, a vaudeville sister team. And for these two remarkably talented performers, Irving Berlin wrote a special song. Polly Bergen and Sylvia Michaels sing Sisters.
Such devoted sisters, never had to have a chaperone, no sir. I'm here to keep my eye on her. Sisters sharing every little thing that we are wearing. When a certain gentleman arrived from Rome, she wore the dress and I stayed home. All kinds of weather we picked together, the same in the rain or sun. Two different faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one. Those who've seen us know that not a thing could come between us. Many men have tried to split us up, but no one can. Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister who comes between me and my man. Sister.
In White Christmas, the new Irving Berlin motion picture, moving with all his easy, humorous grace in the midst of such stars as Danny Kaye, Rosemary Clooney, and Vera Ellen, is the most pleasant and informal entertainer that our generation has known. This, of course, is the old Groener himself, the man who was christened Harry Lillis Crosby, but who, for decades now, could be identified by the single affectionate monosyllable, Bing. When he finished White Christmas, Bing went on a well-deserved vacation. But Irving Berlin has been in touch with him by long-distance phone, and we recorded part of what Bing had to say to Irving. Here it is.
Thank you, Irving. Thank you very much. I'm certainly tickled to death with the initial reactions to White Christmas to the picture, and also particularly thrilled by the way people have reacted to the ballad in the picture, the new ballad you wrote called Count Your Blessings. Yeah, I really think this could very well be as big a song as White Christmas has become, because it has a very nice sentiment connected with it, and not only that, a beautiful melody. It really gives a person a chance to think a little bit, this lyric. It's sort of philosophical, and I think one of your really great songs. Well, Irving, I want to tell you goodbye for now, temporarily, and I certainly hope that the picture, you worked so hard on it, you wrote such a wonderful score. I hope it's a success, because I know that if it is a success, it'll bring you a great deal of satisfaction. And I hope the new song that you've written for the picture will also achieve a goodly measure of popular approval and success. I know the old ones will, songs like Mandy and White Christmas. The standards, I know they're well presented in the picture, and I know that we have nothing to be apprehensive about on that score.
It's always nice to hear Bing Crosby talk, but even nicer is listening to him sing. Here's Bing singing Irving Berlin's brand new song from White Christmas, Count Your Blessings.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep. I fall asleep counting my blessings. music roll is getting small. I think of when I had none at all. I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings. About a nursery and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
May I say this to Bing? That I've had the most wonderful relationship with this great man. He introduced White Christmas and Holiday Inn. He sang my songs in Blue Skies. And now he sings them in White Christmas. And Bing, let me thank you for this wonderful job that you've done and for this great warm relationship we've had in these three pictures. Thank you, Bing.
Throughout the year since 1917, the Army has figured large in Irving Berlin's career. He served his hitch in World War I, and at Camp Upton, he was responsible for a most engaging soldier show, Yip Yip Yapik. This was probably the basis for the more ambitious show he put on with an all-soldier cast during World War II, the fondly remembered This Is the Army. The coast-to-coast tour of this show made $2 million for the Army Relief Fund, and when it was filmed, the fund received $7 million more. In 1948, Irving Berlin, happy family man though he is, didn't spend Christmas at home because he was still paying what he considered his debt to his country by touring with Bob Hope, Tex McCrary, Jinx Falkenberg, and Mrs. Berlin in a series of personal appearances before our troops in Germany. Perhaps all this concern with the Army influenced the plot of the new movie White Christmas, which is concerned with the efforts of two ex-GIs to help their old general. Naturally, there's an Army song, or perhaps you'd call it an ex-Army song. Jack Haskell and the Texter Singers join Skitch Henderson and the orchestra in the new Irving Berlin tribute to the United States Army. Gee, I wish I was back in the Army.
When I was mustered out, I thought without a doubt that I was through with all my care and strife. I thought that I was then the happiest of men, but after months of tough civilian life.
Gee, I wish I was back in the Army. The Army wasn't really bad at all. 3 meals a day, for which you didn't pay. Uniforms for winter, spring, and fall. There's a lot to be said for the Army. The life without responsibility.
a soldier out of luck. Was never really stuck. There's always someone higher up where you can pass the buck. Oh, gee, I wish I was back in the army.
I wish I was back in the army. The army was the place to find romance. Soldiers and whacks, the whacks who dressed in black, dancing cheek to cheek and hand to hand.
There's a lot to be said with the army.
A gal was never lost for company. A million handsome guys with longing in their eyes, and all you had to do was tap the edge and wait in sight.
I wish I was back in the army. See, I wish I was back in the army. The shows we cut, the villains couldn't see. How we would yell for Dietrich and Cornell, Joseph Hope and many all for free. There's a lot to be said for the army. The best of doctors must be carefully. A dentist and a clerk, for weeks and weeks they'd work. They'd make $1,000 job and give it to a jerk.
Oh gee, I wish I was back in the army.
Three meals a day for which you didn't pay. But after months and months of civilian life, oh gee, I wish I was back in the army now.
Now, the title song of Irving Berlin's new Paramount picture. Our entire cast joins in the perennial favorite, White Christmas.
Ken, I wonder before you do the finale, if you'd be interested in hearing the story behind White Christmas.
We certainly would.
Well, I'll try and do it quickly. It's been called a commercial song. It is. It's the most commercial song I've ever written. I'm not going into a lot of figures, but I'll only sum it up in one line. White Christmas is a publishing house by itself. But apart from all that, White Christmas, and I say this because I made a contrast before shows and pictures, White Christmas came out of a picture. And it does come every Christmas. And it happened to come out at a time when we were at war in 1942 in Holiday Inn, and our boys were in the Pacific and all over the world, and people read into it possibly things I never intended. It meant a peacetime song during the war. And I would say, with the possible exception of God Bless America, White Christmas is closer to me than any song I've ever written.
Sleigh bells in the snow.
Well, this is Skitch Henderson. With the playing of White Christmas, we end the musical part of our tribute to Mr. Berlin tonight, but there are words that should be said to Irving. I don't know how I could say them. But I'd like to say to you now, as you open with a new triumph, that everyone who sings or listens, everyone who dances or even taps their toe, everybody who enjoys music in any way whatsoever is grateful that America has had you and that you've written the songs that we've all been humming and I've been playing on the Steinway for lo these many years. I want to honestly and sincerely thank you, Irving.
Thank you, Skitch, and thank you, Ken. And you said America thanks me. I want to thank America for giving me the opportunity to do all this. But I want to say this. I also want to thank NBC, Ken, and you for giving me the chance to come here and speak to you frankly, and give my very best love to Bay, and wish you all kinds of love and everything that goes with it. Thank you very much.
You have been listening to Best of All, tonight featuring the music of Irving Berlin, much of it from his new Paramount picture, White Christmas. You heard Irving Berlin himself, Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney, Skitch Henderson, Polly Bergen, Jack Haskell, Sylvia Michaels, the Texter Singers, and the orchestra. This is Kenneth Banghart inviting you to be with us next week when Best of All will salute Judy Garland in her new picture, A Star is Born, which will open in New York next Monday night. Best of All and NBC will have a special wire to the theater in order to bring you some of the color and highlights of this exciting event. Skitch Henderson, the orchestra, and our special guests will play and sing the music which Judy Garland has introduced in her motion picture career. And continuity for Best of All was written by Robert Sinadella. This is an NBC Radio Network production directed by George Hutsas. Portions of this program were transcribed.
This evening, George London joins the telephone hour on the NBC Radio Network.